This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our Pumpkin Spice Caramel Cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's Pumpkin Spice Cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a rebel. First down.
Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Laramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped. Return by Fort Laramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! Breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores. One touchdown right after another, all night long.
Oh, my goodness. Outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40. Goes to the 50. Senior's blue shirts in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, what, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Zena's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game. It's Zach Osborne over left guard. Meets resistance. Bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's a beautiful night for high school football here at Columbus Grove. I'm Jack Kramer along with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. The Fort Laramie Redskins try to pull off a major upset and knock off the unbeaten Columbus Grove Bulldogs. Fort Laramie 3-3. Grove is 6-0. The Redskins shook off the first quarter and first half blues last Friday, scoring 5 touchdowns and 35 points in the first 24 minutes of the game. Meanwhile, the defense smothered Spencerville's wing T offensive attack. Gabe Art was 10 of 15 through the air for 257 yards. Fort Laramie rushed for 149 more, and the Redskins produced their first 2 takeaways of the year. Last week, Columbus Grove clobbered Allen East 38-13. The Bulldogs feature running back Trenton Barraza, who is 6'1", 190 pounds, and a senior. He's rushed for 1,000 yards in 6 games. He's averaging 10 yards per tote. He's racked up 13 touchdowns on the year. Fort Laramie's defense won't be able to stop Barraza, must slow him down a little bit and prevent those long, explosive runs by Trenton Barraza of Columbus Grove. The Fort Laramie defense must come up with outstanding play once again this week, and the offensive line must protect quarterback Gabe Hart. And the Redskins, rushing the football, must be effective just enough to keep Columbus Grove honest. Fort Laramie's rushed for only 3 yards per carry on the season. Ran it for about 4.5 last week against Spencerville, and that would be perfect for tonight against the Bulldogs. Columbus Grove features the pistol formation on offense, a 4-3 on defense. A lot more about these two teams from the head coaches, Spencer Wells, 7th year at Fort Laramie, and Andy Schaefer, 13th year at Columbus Grove, in just a few minutes. Gorgeous night for high school football. Sun setting on the other side of the field to our left. The stadium here in Columbus Grove runs southwest to northeast. We are on the visitor side, facing northwest, and by kickoff time, the sun will be gone. It's a lush green grass field here at Columbus Grove in excellent shape. And we should have a pretty high-scoring tilt here tonight. Expect Fort Loramie to come out throwing the football. And Columbus Grove will feature Trenton Barraza. The Bulldogs are down to quarterback number 3. He is athletic. He's played some wide receiver. The first two quarterbacks are out hurt. Best, the starting QB, an outstanding player, is out for the season, and the number 2 quarterback is injured as well. Trenton Barraza may catch the football from the center. It could be snapped directly to him at times tonight, as Columbus Grove may feature the Wildcat. Hopkins, if he's in at QB, he will deal the ball directly to Barraza, who is not extremely fast, but he is disciplined, patient, uses his blockers quite well. And when he gets an opening, he slashes through and is off to the races. We'll return with both head coaches on Military Appreciation Night here at Columbus Grove when we come back in just a few minutes. I'm Jack, along with Derek, on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee on this Friday night. Picture perfect evening at Columbus Grove High School for this football tilt between the Fort Loramie Redskins and the Columbus Grove Bulldogs. It is Military Appreciation Night here at Columbus Grove, long about 6:45, a quarter till 7. The Columbus Grove High School Choir will sing America the Beautiful. And then each member of the Columbus Grove football roster will be announced via public address. Along with the former military person, each player is honoring and playing for here tonight. Could be a family member, a member of the extended family, close neighbor, a good friend, an acquaintance. Military Appreciation Night continues here at Columbus Grove. What a nice gesture. Northwest Conference standings are led by Columbus Grove and Bluffton. They sit atop the NWC, both with 3-0 marks in league play, 6-0 overall. Lima Central Catholic and Fort Loramie, each 2-1 in the NWC. LCC 4-2 on the year, Fort Loramie 3-3. Allen East, Convoy Crestview, both at 1-2 in the NWC, each 3-3 on the campaign. Spencerville 0-3, Delphus Jefferson 0-3 in the Northwest Conference. Spencerville 3-3 on the year, Delphus Jefferson 1-5. In NWC play tonight, in addition to this game, Delphus Jefferson is at Lima Central Catholic. Spencerville hosts Allen East. Bluffton's on the road at Convoy Crestview. In the Midwest Athletic Conference, Anna's at Versailles. Fort Recovery travels to Marion Local. Parkway hosts St. Henry. Coldwater is at Delphus St. John's. And in that Route 66 rivalry, Minster is at New Bremen. In the Miami Valley League, the Sydney Yellow Jackets entertain Tippecanoe. Vandalia Butler's at Fairborn. Troy entertains Xenia. West Carrollton's on the road at Piqua. And Greenville is hosting Stebbins. In the Three Rivers Conference, those one-loss Layman Catholic Cavaliers have a big tilt away from home against Riverside. Meanwhile, Northridge is at Bethel. Milton Union's at Covington, and Miami East is at Troy Christian. Well, earlier this week, we talked to a very pleased Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie. His Redskins tickled the coaching staff of Fort Loramie last Friday night with a great introduction to the game, an outstanding first quarter, and a super first half.
You know, let's see if we can make that a habit now. But it's been something that, as we talked last week, we knew that if we want to become the team that we all want to become, that has to get solved. And it was great to see us get off to a great start, you know, having a running clock at halftime against a Spencerville team that poses a lot of different challenges. I mean, Coach Koenig does a great job. They've got a physical run game. I think in the first half they had maybe one first down. I mean, to shut down their wing tee offense, which is something we've been struggling to do all year, was stop in the run in general. And you know, when you go against a scheme like that in 1 week to prepare for it, it can be a challenge. But our defense, led by Coach Frilling, really stepped up. Ray Hoying's been unbelievable at the Mike linebacker position. I think our defensive line did a really good job. Lewis Hart and those guys holding the point, and great pursuit on the back end by our safeties and corner. Zach Dews played a great game setting the edge at corner. So it was a team effort, but I think the defense as much as the offense was why we got off to a great start.
And another interception by Thomas Hoying.
Yeah, he's right there. I think he's tied the record. If he hadn't tied it, he broke it. And so he's having such a great year. You know, from an offensive standpoint, he's got 5 touchdowns. Defensively, he's a guy that we put at that nickel spot and try to get him in a lot of different areas in the pass game, in the run game. He's kind of a freed up player to just go, hey, you're an athlete, go make some plays. And he's certainly done that. And to your point, he got another one for us last week.
And every single one of his extra point kicks was a replica of the one before. Line drive,
yeah.
Accurate, right down the middle center cut.
Yeah, what a great job he's been doing with that. And one of those, he didn't have a tee. So that was all, and you know those conditions. It was wet, muddy. One of the ball boys was, yeah, he was, yeah, not paying attention, put it that way. But, yeah, he had to kick it off the dirt, and he did it. He made it. That one was lower than the other ones, but he got it through. So that's been a big part as well.
a Cantwell gives you some effective running on the perimeter.
Yeah, you know, we had a meeting a couple weeks ago as an offense and basically said, let's try to get back to the offense that we ran when I first got the job here. And if you remember, Carter Mesher was the guy that we got on the jet sweeps. And when we got Carter Mesher going on those, it opened up so many other things, play action-wise and what have you. So Caden's been our main threat there. I think we ran six or seven jet sweeps last week, and he had some huge ones, including some end-around plays that aren't quite jet sweeps, but they kind of solve the same purpose when he's going around the end and we fake a handoff and give it to him, and he had some big gains on that. So anytime you can get that going, it gets defenses flowing east and west rather than right downhill at you, and that has really helped out our offensive line. And the play action, too. I mean, the 83-yard touchdown to Maxwell was off of a fake jet sweep. So it kind of opens up a bag of goods for a defense to consider and allows you to be the aggressor on offense. So we're thankful for Caden there.
Probably the only aspect last week you were not pleased with was, hey, you built the big lead, got the running clock, and then a little complacency set in.
Yeah. You know, I told him at the end of the game, we look like a team that hadn't had to protect a running clock lead before. So, you know, we talked about it at halftime and said, hey, you know, let's finish this way the way we started it. Let's not come out here. And so, you know, credit to our assistant coaches. I felt like we made it a point of emphasis, but it's still different for the kids. I mean, and also it makes it easier for the opposing team. When you're down 35-0, you kind of know, well, hey, on offense, they're going to try to run the football. I mean, they're going to try to get out of here, especially with terrible weather. And so we were trying to run the football against some really tough looks. We found a way to, which was good. I know Coach Frilling was disappointed. He wanted to get the first shutout of the season, and it didn't go that way. So to your point, something that we have to learn from, doesn't have to be a 35-point lead. You know, you get up 7, you get up 14, let's protect a lead. You know, so that's the next step for this team, is learning to do that.
And you made some progress in the turnover takeaway department.
Yeah, we're getting there. You know, the defense is really stressed out, the defensive staff, the last couple weeks in practice, and it's led to turnovers. So, you know, I think it's something that we can continue to do better. You know, we had a couple that I thought that we could have got stripped out, that they had poor ball security and we didn't quite go for it. So I think continuing to emphasize that, but we are getting a few, and that's huge. I mean, my God, that set up another score right before the half, got us a running clock. You know, we would not have gotten that unless we got that turnover right before the half. So, yeah, we'll take as many as they want to give us.
Yeah, Spencer Wells, seventh-year head coach, Fort Loramie, our guest before tonight's game between the Redskins and Columbus Grove, which is undefeated and features one heck of a running back, Trenton Barraza.
Yeah, you know, they're very well coached. You're not going to put on the film and really see a weakness. You know, they're very well coached. They're deep. You know, led by Barraza, as you said, he's probably the most gifted runner that I've coached against. You know, definitely since I've been here at Fort Loramie, and just the way that he's got patience, but he's got great vision, and once it's there, he can get 0 to 60 as fast as anybody. So, you know, we're going to have to tackle really, really well. We're going to have to pursue really, really well. We're going to have to step up to the plate, and you know, take a swing with one of the big boys. You know, there's no reason that we can't, I'll tell you that much. You know, if we come out here with a mentality and an expectation that we can trade punches, then we will. And this will be the type of game that can go. I told the team this week. I said, this game should be a game that goes down to the wire, and either they make the plays or we make the plays to win by a score or two. And that's our mentality going into this one. So hopefully we have that confidence. Anytime you go, you know, we're 3-3. You know, we feel like we're better than our record, but at some point you got to step up and prove it. You know, and this is one of those games for us to, you know, we got to come in and be intimidated, or we got to come in with attitude and expect to win. So I'm confident in our guys that we're going to come out swinging and give them our best fight.
Barraza could show up in the Wildcat, could take handoffs from the third string quarterback. The first two are hurt.
Yeah, you know, he's so that's kind of the wild card, right? You know, they've being to your third quarterback. I think last week they were trying to figure out a few things with him, but then the weather made that tough. You know, they couldn't really throw it a whole lot with the way it was blowing and raining, so they still relied on their run game. So I think it'll be interesting to see how they approach it. But, you know, either way, you know who you got to stop. You know, whether he's running it from the quarterback spot or he's running it from the running back spot, we got to stop Araza and make sure we get a lot of Redskins to the football.
Seventh year head coach Spencer Wells at Fort Loramie. He had assistant stops at Salina, Allen East, and Marion Local prior to Fort Loramie. He was also coaching as an assistant on the offensive side of the ball at Wapakoneta before accepting the Fort Loramie position. Three young ones at home, Beckett, Robert, Kaysen, and Harper. Spencer Wells, seventh year head coach at Fort Loramie. The head man at Columbus Grove is 13-year coach Andy Schaefer, and he told me earlier this week he was so pleased to have Lima Central Catholic and the Fort Loramie Redskins join the NWC.
We got wind of LCC right away, and we had also heard that Loramie was obviously been looking for a home for a long time, and, you know, they asked my opinion, and, you know, I loved it because I think that if you want to make a deep run deep in the playoffs, you got to play good team, so I felt like by adding these two teams, it was certainly going to help us. I don't know how everybody else in the league felt, but certainly, you know, we were one of the top dogs in the league, so to speak. You know, I liked the addition. I thought it was going to push us to get better. And I guess time will tell. We haven't played either of them yet, but we're about to find out.
You're undefeated heading into week number 7. You're led by an outstanding back, Trenton Barraza. Talk about his skills, his attributes, and this is one heck of a player. It's a buzz around the state. Everybody knows who Columbus Grove's featured running back is.
Yeah, it's no surprise, and we know team's game plan, and he's at the front of everybody's scouting report, and they got to stop him, but at this point, it's not really seen too many teams that have been able to stop him. You know, we have stuff. What's been nice is I think when you really see us, you see that we're pretty balanced and we spread the ball around, you know, our slot receivers, our wide receivers, our tight end, and we try to do as much as we can to make sure that we take pressure off Trenton. But it's sure nice to see what he does when he's got the ball in his hands. He's got vision that is certainly not anything that I could take credit for. It's God given natural ability, but also I will say this: he's one of the hardest working kids. Continually works in the weight room. He's a three sport athlete. Plays basketball and great track athlete as well. And so you know the kid has put the time in. The best attribute of this kid though is just his humble attitude. You know, he's got the ability to break one of the all time records here at Columbus Grove, and he just really doesn't even look at that. It's not even really a goal of his. His goal is team first, and as a coach, obviously, I appreciate that. You don't see too many kids that are that mature.
You mentioned spreading the ball around. Highlight the names of other personnel on offense about whom we will be speaking during play-by-play tonight.
Well, Trevin Baxter has done a great job as a receiver. He does a good job just blocking in space as well. Brady Basinger at tight end, you know, obviously we're more of a run-heavy team, and so we do a lot of blocking with him, but he's actually extremely athletic and has the ability to catch a ball. You know, Grant Eversole does a good job. Our extra tight end, he's more of a safety on defense, but he comes in and he runs the ball well. I mean, we have quite a few guys. I could list Kyle Hopkins as a receiver, but unfortunately, due to injury, he's now our quarterback. But you know, he's athletic enough to, yeah, I guess, get the job done. We've got a lot of guys on our offense that have really stepped up.
Pistol formation on offense, 4-3 featured on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's we've pretty much been that way since I've got here at Columbus Grove. And on both sides, I don't really like change too much, so to speak. And so, you know, we're pretty based when it comes to defense and on offense. We've been at a pistol for quite a long time, and you know, our offensive coordinator Trey Roney, I coached him 13 years ago, and he was a senior, and he knew our system then, And then he kind of spread his wings, went to a couple different schools and learned how to call an offense. And I got him back last year, and he's done a great job. I think we have one of the number one offenses in the area for sure. And then defensively, Andy Coles is our defensive coordinator. He spent some time at Defiance College playing and then went to coach offense. He coached the triple option offense at Peru, and then came back here to his old stomping grounds at Columbus Grove and calls our defense. And we're pretty set on a 4-3, and that's what we do.
Andy Schaefer, 13th year head coach at Columbus Grove, our guest before tonight's game between Columbus Grove and Fort Loramie. Tell us what you know about the Redskins so far this year in 2024.
Well, it almost feels like I'm almost preparing for a playoff game because, when you get to the playoffs, you start playing teams that you're not familiar with. And so, that's just been, it's been research and trying to figure out what are they consistent? How long has their coach been there? You know, what do they do? How do they change week from week, year to year? You know, that kind of stuff. And, see what their community's like. How do they, accept football? What are they hard-nosed kids? Are they, farm kids? You know, what are they? And it's basically, to me, I almost feel like we're preparing for a MAC school. You look at the way that they scrimmage MAC schools. They've played MAC schools because of their schedule, the way it worked out the last few years. And so that's kind of how we're treating it. We feel like this is going to be a very physical, hard-hitting team. And unfortunately, I wish I knew more about them, but that's what I'm gathering so far.
Words of Andy Schaefer, head coach at Columbus Grove. He and his wife have 5 children, including 2 young adopted Haitians. In his coaching career, his teams have won 5 league titles, 4 regional championships here at Columbus Grove. He attended high school at Corey Rawson, where he played football, basketball, and track. After high school, he played football for a year at Taylor University. And at Bowling Green, he got his bachelor's degree in business and marketing education. In addition to coaching football, Coach Schaefer is the business teacher at Columbus Grove High School. Scene is set. Beautiful night for high school football. Undefeated Columbus Grove entertains Fort Loramie on Military Appreciation Night. We've got starting lineups in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. 4 locations. 1 solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, it's a rowdy Columbus Grove Climber Stadium. I'm Jack along with Derek, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Fort Loramie will kick off to start the game. On offense first, Columbus Grove. The offensive tackles are Kylan Mays, 6 feet tall, 270, a senior, and Jacob Leininger, 6 feet, 220, a junior. The guards, Brady Fierst, 5'9", 220, a senior, and Leighton Blankemeyer, 6'1", 175, a senior. The center, Ty Meyer, 5'11", 210, a senior. Quarterback, Kyle Hopkins, he is the number three man in the string of quarterbacks for Columbus Grove. The top two are out injured. Hopkins, 6'1", 165, a senior. Trenton Barraza, the feature running back, 6'1", 195, a senior, averaging 10 yards per tote on the year. Wide receiver, Trevin Baxter, 5'11", 175, a junior. Another wide receiver is Gavin Baxter, 6'3", 185, a freshman. The tight ends alternating in this game, Grant Eversole, 5'11", 180, a senior. Brady Basinger, 6'1", 205, a sophomore. Columbus Grove will feature two tight ends often in this game. And the opening kickoff by Columbus Grove is returned by Barraza from the 14. Look at him go behind blockers down the near sideline. He's got a crease. Fort Loramie chasing him at the Fort Loramie bench. He's shoved out of bounds, finally just shy of midfield. Trenton Barraza had one man to beat, and right away out of the chute, we see how explosive Trenton Barraza can be. 1,000 yards on the ground already this year for Barraza, and he took the opening kickoff back 34 yards to the 49, and that's where Grove starts, first and 10. Columbus Grove's colors are red and gray. They're wearing shiny gray helmets tonight, and the military-like jerseys, numbers hard to see, black pants. Opening play to start the game from scrimmage at Barraza, right up the gut, surging for big yardage, 45-40. Toppled down by Ray Hoing at the 38-yard line, a 13-yard romp on the initial play tonight by Barraza. I may have said Roger Hoing a couple times last week. If I did, I made a miscue. Good tackle by Ray Hoing to start the game, or Barraza would have been gone on that rush from scrimmage. Two touchdown saving tackles already by Fort Loramie. The quarterback Hopkins gives to Barraza. He is piled up, stacked up at the 35. He carved out two or three on the play. Second down and seven or eight to go for a first down. Guess what? Ray Hoing in there on tackle number two already in two plays from scrimmage for Columbus Grove. Opening 1 minute of this game by virtue of a terrific kickoff return by Barraza. Columbus Grove is on the 35 of Fort Loramie. Second down, seven to go for a first down. Here's the quarterback, Hopkins, flares it in the left flat, caught at the 40, several yards behind the line of scrimmage, and the receiver scoots down the left sideline. It's Trevin Baxter, and he reels off first down yardage, chased to the boundary. New line of scrimmage marked for play just outside the Fort Loramie 25. First and 10 for Columbus Grove. On a march here at the start of this game. It is a big, experienced offensive line. Four seniors and a junior up front, paving the way for Barraza, who runs here. He knifes over right guard, slithers through at the 20, and he plops on the ground at the 16-yard line. Fort Loramie sits him on the turf right there. Knee touched back at the 18. Second down and three after the 7-yard journey downfield by Barraza. 2 minutes played, opening quarter, no score. Threatening seriously, Columbus Grove. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 18. Columbus Grove in the pistol, two tight ends employed. Snack back to Hopkins, to Barraza. Nothing in the middle. He angles outside. He's got space. He's at the 12, 11, 10-yard line. Lurches forward to maybe the 8. First and goal for Columbus Grove. Barraza saw nothing up the middle. Good vision. And he sprinted to the perimeter and got first down yardage. Goal to go, Columbus Grove. 8-yard line of Fort Loramie. 9:24 to go, first quarter. Redskins kicked off. Fort Loramie yet to get the ball. Columbus Grove features a wide receiver left, a man in motion in the pistol, about 3.5 yards behind the line. Hopkins pitches on the play to Barraza. Barraza powers to the 5, spilled right there. Good pursuit by Fort Loramie as the Redskins rallied to the ball well on that play. And again, Ray Hoing, unofficially third tackle of this game early on. Ball marked for play just inside the 5. Second down, goal to go, Columbus Grove. Two receivers far right. It's Barraza right up the middle, and he churns to the 3, the 2. It's going to be third down for Columbus Grove. Third and goal from the 2-yard line. Opening series of this game. Barraza returned the opening kickoff. from about the 15 to the 49. It has been all Barraza since, except for one short flare pass in the left flat. Goal to go at the 2. Hopkins fakes the inside handoff to Barraza, dumps the ball into the right flat, and it is caught at the 3-yard line by the receiver. He is by his lonesome, and he goes into the end zone. Basinger scores from his tight end position for the Bulldogs of Columbus Grove. Fort Loramie clearly not looking for that play, because on this drive up to that point, except for one play, it had been all Barraza. Good play action by Hopkins. Dishes a short pass in the flat to Basinger. 6-0 Columbus Grove. Here is the PAT try by Evan Vierhoff. And he smacks it through right down the middle. Excellent PAT, giving Columbus Grove a quick 7-0 lead. 4 minutes into this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clymer Stadium here at Columbus Grove. Bulldogs kick off. It is Vierhoff booting to Fort Loramie to the 11-yard line. Redskins return near side outside the hash mark. Toward the numbers, it is Cantwell spilled shy of the 25, first and 10, Fort Loramie right there. Gabe Hart, the quarterback, 6'2", 205, and a senior. Carter Eilerman in the offensive backfield, 6'4", 190, a senior. Ty Kemper, tight end, 6'3", 195, a senior. Wide receivers, Cole Barhorst, Maxwell Maurer, Thomas Hoying. Along the line of scrimmage, Dylan Meyer at center, Ben Plyman, Johnston Hollenbacher, the guards, and Jace Ruenkamp and Lewis Hart, the tackles. Opening play from scrimmage for Fort Loramie is a productive run for about 3 up and over the 25. It was Hoying who cracked ahead. Give him at least a couple, maybe 3. Second down and 7, Fort Loramie at the 26 of the Redskins. Good offensive run game last week. Caden Cantwell, 6 attempts, 61 yards produced. Ray Hoying, 12 rushes for 59. And Fort Loramie needs a dose of good running here tonight. Here's Hart back to pass. Looks middle of the field. Wide open receiver, 36-yard line. And it was hauled in downfield by the Redskins. Nicely done by Fort Loramie. Good catch by Thomas Hoying as he sat between the linebackers and a safety and made a little curl, settled in there nicely. Hart threw him a strike. Play is good to the 41, and it goes for about 14 or 15 yards. First and 10, Fort Loramie. Two receivers to the right. Hart in the spread. Takes the snap. Drifts right. Now looks back to the left. It's a long bomb near sideline. The receiver for Fort Loramie makes a leap at the 30-yard line of Columbus Grove. Gets his fingers on it. Can't bring it in. Great effort by Cole Barhorst. Had his man beat but 2 or 3 steps. If Hart pitches that about, couple 3 feet shorter, it is a touchdown for Fort Loramie. Gabe sold the passing play to the right. He looked to the far side of the field, and then his eyes and body came back to the left. He arched it down the near sideline, and he had a TD, but overthrew it just by a skosh. Second and 10, Fort Loramie. Hart, deep drop. Looks middle screen, caught 41-yard line to Fort Loramie. Good run after catch to the 49. Maxwell Maurer scoots ahead for a net of 8 on the play. Third and 2 Redskins, possession down just shy of the 50. unless Fort Loramie loses yards here, I bet Fort Loramie goes for it on fourth down. Nothing to lose tonight against this talented, high-powered, unbeaten Columbus Grove team, 6-0 on the year, ranked first, according to the computer, in Grove's Northwest Ohio Division 7 region. Hart in the spread at the 44, calls his own number, bucks to the 50. Forward progress appears to have gotten the first down. Let's see if he gets the right spot from the officials. Looks like he will at the Columbus Grove 49. Should be a first and 10. Yep, it is. Move the chains. First down, Fort Loramie at the Grove 49. 5:51 to go opening quarter. 7-0 in favor of Columbus Grove. Grove scored on a 2-yard pass play from Hopkins to Basinger. Fort Loramie trying to answer. Redskins in the huddle for a good while here. Play clock winding down. Fort Loramie featuring a couple of receivers right, two to the left. Now three to the near side. Empty backfield, five wide on first and 10 from the Grove 49. Here comes pressure. Hart's going to try and scamper out of it. Makes a late throw over the middle. Touched in the air by Columbus Grove defensive back, and the ball falls harmlessly to the turf. Good pursuit by Columbus Grove as the Bulldogs fought through that offensive line protection of Fort Loramie. Hart at the last second thought he might be able to knife his way through that Grove defensive front and run for several yards. He was caught just behind the line of scrimmage as he delivered the errant forward pass. Second and 10 from the Grove 49. Two receivers near side. Hart back at his 44. Looks down and out to the left. And it is almost on the money. It is there, but Columbus Grove double teams the intended receiver, Thomas Hoing, and makes a late deflection. And it was Trenton Barraza who turned in a splendid defensive play to get that ball batted down at the last split instant. 5:06 to go, first quarter. Columbus Grove 7, Fort Loramie nothing. Third and 10 for the Redskins at the Grove 49. And you can expect forward pass here. Columbus Grove would better be wary of that little slip screen. Two receivers right, two near side. Hart to throw, looks in the flat. Fires high over the head of Hoing, and it's picked off by Columbus Grove. Inbounds at the 45, and then the man who made the pick is drilled. Ball comes loose. Fort Loramie on the recovery, and oh my goodness, are the Fort Loramie coaches ever hot. It looked like a clear-cut fumble by Columbus Grove. The officials huddle for about 2 or 3 seconds and give the ball to the Bulldogs. Boy, that is a real tough break for Fort Loramie. It looked like the interception was made cleanly, and then Fort Loramie wrapped up the defensive back, stripped the ball from him before his knee hit the ground, and the officials, for some reason, marked the ball back upfield where the pass was intercepted. Didn't think the whistle had blown. Not sure if forward progress was stopped. Here's Barraza right up the middle. Look at him go. He chugs across the 50 to the Fort Loramie 44. He garners 10 right on the nose. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. 4:47 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 in favor of Columbus Grove, which benefits from the takeaway. Here's a pass thrown all the way across the field by the quarterback, Hopkins. It is in the left flat to Trevin Baxter. He snares it at the 42 of Fort Loramie, dances around a defender, and is tackled at the 38. Play goes for a net of 6. Maxwell Maurer on the hit, 2nd and 4. Handoff Barraza, offensive backfield. Oh, he's stoned. No gain on the play. Good response by Fort Loramie. Let's give credit where it is due. Caleb Bergman from his defensive end post made the stop on Barraza, forcing a 3rd and 4 from the Redskins 37.5. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Grove to the line of scrimmage. Hopkins gives it to the wingback who comes around to the near side. He breaks a tackle at the 32. It's Eversole who cracks his way on down to about the 26 of Fort Loramie. That was a good play that caught Fort Loramie by surprise. Very versatile Columbus Grove offense, which will go Barraza, 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 and then feature someone else. As Coach Schaefer said in the pregame, we are well-rounded when we need to be. First and 10 Grove at the Fort Loramie 27. Barraza up the middle, threads his way for about 3 yards to the Fort Loramie 23-yard line. Second down and 6 officially for the Bulldogs. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Boy, I'd love to have been able to go back to New York for replay on that change of possession call. It looked like Fort Loramie caused the fumble. Apparently, the man who made the interception for Columbus Grove was ruled to have been stopped. Forward progress was whistled. And in an attempt to return the interception, Columbus Grove coughed it up. Fort Loramie knocked it loose. But the ball was given to Columbus Grove. The Bulldogs retained it after the pick. And the Bulldogs are in the midst of their second march of this game. Second and 6 from the Fort Loramie 23. Timeout called. Columbus Grove 7, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Second and 6 for Columbus Grove from the Fort Loramie 23. Hopkins in the pocket, 5 yards behind the line, throwing downfield. It is in the end zone, 5 yards deep, and Fort Loramie busts it up. It's no good. Ball intended for Basinger, the tight end who drifted downfield about 25 yards. He was across the goal line, and it looked like for Fort Loramie, Eli Grudich had drifted back. Anderson Plyman was there. They spoiled it. Third and 6 for Columbus Grove at the Fort Loramie 23. Grove moving from south to north. No wind tonight. Hand off to Barraza. Stutter step. Line of scrimmage. He is caught. Trapped. Ball might have come loose. I think he falls on it. Very little gain on the play. Minimal advance. It's going to set up fourth and short for Columbus Grove. Good defensive line play there by the Redskins. Lewis Hart, Alex Massey, well done. As they angled through and got around the knees of Barraza, every bit of 4.5 to go for a first down for the Bulldogs. Fourth and nearly 5 from the Fort Loramie 22. It is a play-action pass to the left, a screen, wide-open receiver. He dances down the sideline. No one there. Clear-cut avenue to the end zone. Eversole caught it from Hopkins, and again, Columbus Grove, with tremendous deception in the offensive backfield, pulls off a great play out of the Bulldogs' hip pocket. Outstanding play call by Andy Schaefer. 1:55 to go in the first. Eversole for 23 yards. Pass completed. Hopkins to him. PAT try by Columbus Grove. Up and away, and it's inside the right upright by Veerhoff. He's got it. 14-0 Bulldogs over the Redskins. 2 minutes left, opening period on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial. commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
A slow bouncing kickoff by Verhoef. Looks like it was misplayed before Lormy down inside the 20-yard line. Redskins had to retreat to the one to pick it up. It was Maxwell Maurer, and he returns it only to about the 15 or 16. The Redskins backed up inside their own 20 and behind on the scoreboard already, 14-0, a minute 51 to go in the opening quarter. That was Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Lots available. Lakeside in Fort Loramie. Woodland Subdivision in Botkins and in Minster. Deer Crossing, Park Place, and Stonegate Phase 3. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. 419-628-3107. 419-628-3107. Here's the Redskins. Gabe Hart back to throw. Ball might have been tipped. Down he goes, and he flutters it. Along the numbers, right side of the field, fortunately for Fort Loramie, no linebacker was there for Columbus Grove, which has dialed up the heat on the last few throws by quarterback Hart of Fort Loramie. Incompletion, a minute 46 to go, first quarter, second and 10 Redskins from their own 16, down 14-0 here at the start. Boy, a big key to this game, according to fine sponsor Francis Schulze in Rushi, was get Columbus Grove off the field as often as possible, get some third down stops. Redskins haven't done it. Fort Loramie's got to sustain drives with the forward pass, mixing in a little bit of rushing. And here is a productive pass play thrown down the near side, caught by Thomas Hoying. He's on the numbers at the 25, makes a couple men miss, and he skips up ahead to the 30. First down, Fort Loramie. Thomas Hoying had a pick last week. I think that's a number 10 in his career. He either snapped the career interception record or tied it. He had an outstanding game 1 week ago, kicking extra points, was splendid on defense as well. Nice reception, run after catch there. Here is Fort Loramie running to the outside. Oh, it's a big one. Outstanding running play across the 40, 50-yard line. Redskins deep into Columbus Grove territory. That was Ray Hoying, and he smashed through the right side at the point of attack. He shedded a couple of bulldog tacklers. Away he went between the hash mark numbers, far side of the field, in front of the Columbus Grove bench. Great offensive line blocking up front by the Redskins. Nicely done by Jace Ruhenkamp and Ben Plyman. Dylan Meyer assisted. They paved the way. First and 10, Fort Loramie, 33 of Columbus Grove. Final 28 seconds, first quarter. Fort Loramie trails by two scores. It's Hoying again, right up the gut. Look at him buck for yards. 30, 26, 25 as he lunges forward. It's going to be third and a couple. That might very well be the final play of this first quarter. Francis Schulze and Rushi offering the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components as well. Fort Loramie's got to get off the field when Columbus Grove faces a third down, and the Redskins have to mix in some effective running with a good pass game. Key building components for these two teams tonight. And remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo. of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. 12 minutes in the book. Fort Loramie down 14-0. Redskins driving. Second quarter next on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, we start play here in the second quarter. Hart on an end around deals the ball to the runner, who shoots around left end on a second and two play. Might have picked up a couple feet. Third and one for Fort Loramie, 23 of Columbus Grove. Bulldogs in the lead 14-0 as we initiate play here in the second period. Gabe Hart, the quarterback, 5 yards behind the line. He's going to run it. Oh, he's bear hugged a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Columbus Grove was all over it.
Fourth down for the Redskins.
Outstanding play up front by defensive tackle Leighton Blankemeyer for Columbus Grove. Hart lost a full yard. It's going to be fourth and two at the Columbus Grove 24. Redskins need to punch in points on this possession. It is imperative. Fort Loramie with two tights. Under center is Hart. Fort Loramie needs a couple. It is Hart behind his offensive line. Boy, there's a big wave, a strong push. First down, Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage, the 21 or so. First and 10 Redskins, who garnered at least three on the play. Offensive line with a superb effort up front. They got momentum and surge forward for Hart to run behind. First and 10 Redskins, 21.5-yard line of Columbus Grove, opening minute, second quarter. Bulldogs in the lead, 14-0. Fort Loramie with five wides, three to the right, two to the left. Empty backfield for Hart. Fort Loramie needs to protect. Hart, 5-6 yards behind the line. Oh, looked like holding by Fort Loramie up front. Pass complete into the right flat. Good at the 16. Tackle made right there. Thomas Hoying picked it off. Boy, it looked like Fort Loramie could have been guilty of holding. It was ignored by the official. If I had a good view, he could have seen it as well, you'd think. But fortunately for the Redskins, there was no call. Net gain on the play of about five. It is second down, five to go for a first down, just outside the 16 of Columbus Grove. This time, four wide receivers. Quarterback Hart gives it off, deep handoff behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, it's a loss on the play. Attempted run by Ray Hoying, and Columbus Grove shot through. Great effort, linebacker for the Bulldogs. Levi Schrader made the stop. Boy, that was well done. Executed beautifully by Schrader as he shot across the line of scrimmage, anticipating the handoff to Hoying. And Fort Loramie now has two plays to get 9 yards. Third and nine from the Bulldogs, 21. Two receivers right, one to the left. Here is Hart faking play action, looks right, throws back to the left, and it's caught in the left flat. Juggling catch. I think it was Hoying. Breaks the tackle, makes a man miss. Gone! Touchdown! Play goes for about 23 yards, and we want to make sure we've got that number for sure. Extra point coming. Thomas Hoing to boot it. Redskins cut the Columbus Grove lead in half with the PAT here by Thomas. We played 3.5 in the second quarter. Snap back, a good one. Ball spotted well. Kick by Hoing. It is lofted in the air. It is down the middle, long and high. Good. 14-7, Fort Loramie chips away at the Columbus Grove lead here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Oh, as we return to action, Trenton Barraza has just returned the kickoff, 86 yards. He scooped it up at the 14. No, it was Trevin Baxter who gobbled up the football at the 14, and he went to the far side of the field. He reversed it from the east side to the west. He got a line of blockers, a convoy down the far side of the field, and untouched, he romped 86 yards. What a return by Baxter as we return to action after the Fort Loramie touchdown and PAT. Columbus Grove with an immediate answer, and the Bulldogs are on top by 2 scores again at 20-7. Extra point try by Veerhoff is up and away, and it is drilled in the middle. Got it. 21-7. Columbus Grove official house call to the end zone. Baxter, 87 yards, according to the public address here at Columbus Grove. 8:19 to go, first half. 14-point lead, Bulldogs, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, the 87-yard touchdown return on the kickoff by Columbus Grove is followed up by a 6-yard kickoff return by Fort Loramie from the 9 to the 15. And on 1st and 10, Gabe Hart has just unloaded a bomb down the middle of the field, nearly caught at the 50-yard line. Very close to being hauled in on the play by the Redskins. Maxwell Maurer got his fingertips on it, had his man beaten by a step. 2nd and 10, Fort Loramie from the 15. And the Redskins try to cross up the Columbus Grove D and run it with Hoying outside left tackle. He's sandwiched at about the 16 or 17-yard line. No room to run, as Columbus Grove wasn't duped into thinking the Redskins would throw on 2nd and 10. And they halted the running play after a small advance. 3rd and 8, Fort Loramie, 16-yard line of the Redskins. We played 4.5 minutes in the second quarter. Columbus Grove on top, 21-7. Important possession here with the Redskins, who can ill afford to fall behind by more than two scores. Here's Hart in the pocket, looks near side of the field, in between the hash mark and numbers. Maxwell Maurer leaps high, hauls it in. He's upended immediately, short of the first down by at least 3 or 4 yards. Not a big advance. Completed pass good to the 21 of Fort Loramie. Redskins must get to the 25 for a first down, and Fort Loramie says, hey, there's no tomorrow. We got to get going tonight. Down by 14. It's imperative we get the first right here. Hart in the pocket. It's a middle screen through the hands of the receiver at the 18-yard line. Boy, that was a muff. Fort Loramie had a short pass and run probably for 5 or 6 yards in a first down, but a drop occurs, and Columbus Grove takes over the football in business at the Redskins 21, already up by two scores, 21-7. Fort Loramie's defense has got to stand tall right here. I don't disagree at all with going for it there on fourth down. Fort Loramie has not stopped Columbus Grove yet. Redskins have got to get points when Columbus Grove produces points. Fort Loramie went for it on fourth and less than 5, did not convert. Here is a counter back to the right side. Oh, it's a big run by Columbus Grove. It's Eversole from the slot. He gets a key block at the 19. He's inside the 15, and he is into the end zone, untouched the last 10 yards.
Trots out for the extra point attempt for the Bulldogs.
27-7, Columbus Grove. Eversole on the run for the TD, as the play went from 21 yards out. Peraza, a decoy on that one. Big Trenton Peraza was faked the football by the quarterback Hopkins, who dealt it to Eversole, his second score in this game. One running, one receiving. PAT by Vierhoff is spot on. He nails it. 28-7, Columbus Grove, 6:36 to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs, and during game broadcast recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
The ensuing kickoff by Columbus Grove goes out of bounds at the 23-yard line by rule. Fort Loramie gains possession at its 35. First down, 10 yards to go. And on first and 10, Hart delivers a pass to the right. It is caught on the play by Maxwell Maurer. He is at the 41, the 43-yard line. Pickup of 8, second down and 2 for the Redskins from the 43 of Columbus Grove, which leads 28-7 halfway through the second quarter. The Columbus Grove offense is as advertised. We highlighted it in the pregame, and Fort Loramie's defense has not stopped it. Here is a middle screen on the play to Hoying, and the big 6'4 Hoying catches at the 48, charges up over the 50. He is upended at the 48 on the other side of the middle of the gridiron in Grove territory at the 48. It's a first and 10 for the Redskins. Fort Loramie needs a score here, a stop, and then points before intermission. That would be the preferred scenario to close out this first half. 28-7, 6-0 Columbus Grove on top. Here is Hart in the offensive backfield. End around to the short side of the field. Nets 2 to the 46-yard line. That's it. It was Thomas Hoying. He was flattened on the near side of the field by defensive end Leighton Blankenmeyer of Columbus Grove. Second down 8 for Fort Loramie, short of the 45 of Columbus Grove. Beautiful weather conditions tonight, just outstanding. Couldn't be better. Temperature kickoff in the upper 70s. It'll spiral down into the upper 60s before this contest ends. Weather is perfection. Oh, here's a beautiful pass over the middle by Hart. It is caught, dead run by the receiver at the 32, and a run of 7 after the catch. The unpile at the 24-yard line, Maxwell Maurer. He split the two cornerbacks. Safeties had to rush up. Couldn't deflect it. Maurer ran for 6 or 7 more, dumped at the 24-yard line of the Bulldogs. First and 10, Fort Loramie. 4:18 to go in the first half. 28-7, Columbus Grove in the lead. That pass by Hart was beautifully thrown. It was a tight spiral, middle of the field. Maurer broke clear beyond the linebackers, and Hart hit him in stride. First and 10, Hart in the spread, throws left flat, it's a screen. Ooh, Fort Loramie can't complete the block. Caught out there by Ray Hoying, but Columbus Grove's Trenton Barraza, who goes offense and defense and does a standout job, managed to avert being blocked and made the tackle, a net of 1 on the play. If Fort Loramie can get Barraza out of the way, Hoying might be gone to the end zone for a score. He had a clear path down the left side of the gridiron. Trips to the far side for Fort Loramie, 2nd and 9 from the Grove 23. Play action. Here's Hart throwing late. Oh, it's in traffic down near the end zone. It is a jump ball for it. A double team by Columbus Grove. One of the two is Barraza, who makes the pickoff. It is in the field of play. Peraza picked one off earlier, then had the ball stripped, but his forward progress was ruled to have been stopped. Fort Loramie thought they had a big fumble recovery. This interception here by Barraza is number two by him. It looked like he picked the ball off down inside the 10 at about the 5. Was a penalty stepped off against Fort Loramie. New line of scrimmage, the 20-yard line of Columbus Grove. 3:07 to go here in the first quarter of play. 21-point lead Columbus Grove. Fort Loramie gets the football to start the second half. Hopkins, the quarterback for Grove, rolls right, still rolling, in trouble, throws it out of bounds into the ground. No good. Clock stops, 3:01 left first half. 28-7 in favor of Columbus Grove. That apparent takeaway we alluded to by Fort Loramie earlier in this game was big, because the Redskins had a chance to go down the field and get the game tied up at 7. Fort Loramie threw a pick, and then Columbus Grove's interceptor, Barraza, had the ball stripped. Forward progress, though, was called, and as a result, Columbus Grove retained the ball on the interception, or Fort Loramie would have had a first down inside the 40 of Columbus Grove. Big turning point. And the Bulldogs have had two terrific kickoff returns in this game. One by Baxter for 87 and a score. Another one for 34 to start the game by Barraza. After a gain of 8 on a run by Barraza, it is 3rd and 2 for Columbus Grove from the Bulldogs' 28-yard line. 2:22 to go first half. It is Barraza. He is power driving between right guard and tackle, puts his head down, and digs to the 35 of Fort Loramie. 1st and 10, Columbus Grove. Boy, a score here by Columbus Grove would put a serious hurt on Fort Loramie and would put the Redskins behind by 4 touchdowns at intermission. Fort Loramie needs to toughen up on D. Play action by Hopkins, and he throws a screen to the near sideline. It's poorly thrown, but the receiver adjusts at the 32, and then Barraza makes the man miss, goes to the 40, up to the 45, tackled at the 47. Ty Kemper wrapped up Barraza. It looked like it might be an aborted play by Columbus Grove. The quarterback threw it wildly into the flat. Barraza wasn't covered well. He adjusted, came back to get the ball, and then ran after the reception, generated a first down at the 47. Here's Barraza, disciplined run, picks his way. Outside right tackle, carves out about 6 to the Fort Loramie 47. 1:18 to go, first half. 28-7 in favor of Columbus Grove. Grudich on the last tackle. Deep drop by Hopkins, throwing near sideline, wide open receiver at the 33, catches on the dead run. Look at him go down the near sideline to the 25, upset at the 20. Basinger called it, might have stepped out of the 25. Actually marked for play at the Fort Loramie 24. Redskins simply not covering up receivers very well. Redskins get a timeout. 57 ticks to go in the first half. 28-7, Columbus Grove, which is on a march again on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
They
answered first and they ran into each other.
It is first and 10 for Columbus Grove at the Fort Loramie Redskins 24. Under a minute to go, second quarter, 28-7 our score. Columbus Grove beating Fort Loramie. Here is the quarterback, Hopkins, 5 yards behind the line. And a rifle shot pass is thrown down the left side. Receiver didn't get turned in time at the 16. And the ball falls to the grass, incomplete. That's one of a few, very few poor plays Columbus Grove has made tonight. Bulldogs have been on their game. Peraza alongside Hopkins, quarterback for Columbus Grove, gives it to Peraza around left end, jukes to the right, then to the left, makes a man miss, and he bulldogs his way down to about the 13-12-yard line of Fort Loramie, first and 10. Barraza, a very nifty runner. Man, is he gifted. Outstanding vision. Timeout called. 48 seconds to go, first half. It is first and 10, Columbus Grove at the Fort Loramie 12, 28-7 Bulldogs on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 13. The quarterback, Hopkins, was chased behind the line, wanted to throw, was pursued back at the 25, pitched it out of bounds, setting up second and 10, and guess who? It's Peraza around left end. Look at him go. Peraza is steering his way down near the pylon. He makes a big leap into the end zone, and the ball is coughed up by Peraza. It's loose, and Fort Loramie's got it for a touchback. What a break. 13-yard run by Peraza. It is judged by the officiating crew that the ball came out before Peraza creased the goal line, and the ball is going to be marked for play at about the one. Is that, that's got to be a touchback, doesn't it? Referees huddling up around the goal line, but the recovery was made by Fort Loramie 3 or 4 yards deep in the end zone. Peraza didn't fumble it out of bounds. Fort Loramie didn't recover it in the field of play. Redskins plopped on it 3 or 4 yards deep in the end zone. And that fumble recovery by Fort Loramie was made by whom? So the Redskins have it first and 10 at their own 20. Final 31 seconds to go here in the first half. 28-7. Fort Loramie dodges a bullet there. Could have fallen back by four scores. Here is Hart throwing a long, high-arching pass for Maurer down the near side. He is pinned by two defenders at the 42, and he's shaken up. Play is stopped momentarily. 24 seconds to go here in the first half. Redskins trail 28-7. Maurer out of the game on this play. Boy, he was clamped hard by two safeties for Columbus Grove. Timeout called, 28-7 Grove, inside of 30 seconds to go first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Welcome back here to Columbus Grove. The Redskins in the final 20 seconds of the second quarter take a knee. Fort Loramie will get the ball to start the second half. Maxwell Maurer appeared to be shaken up on the next to last play of that second period. Fort Loramie behind 28-7. I've got five words for Columbus Grove. The Columbus Grove club is really good, as advertised. That was six words, wasn't it? Boy, they are rock solid. Came in billed as the number one team, according to the computer, in the Northwest region of Division 7. And so far, the Columbus Grove Bulldogs have whipped Fort Loramie to the tune of 28-7 through the first two quarters of this game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. A few commercial words for you, and then we will launch our halftime segment. We'll feature once again Fort Loramie volleyball, 4 minutes with captains of the Fort Loramie volleyball team, a segment that we aired last week here on scoresbroadcast.com at the half of the Fort Loramie Spencerville game. If you missed it, you'll get a chance to hear it once again tonight. 28-7, Columbus Grove over Fort Loramie here at the intermission break on Military Appreciation Night at Columbus Grove. Hey, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie is at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile, beautiful hair, beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience and your style, we will help you create that style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 28-7, Columbus Grove over Fort Loramie here at the halftime break. Another proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, providing propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business. It began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. You know, we are now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. Mmm, delicious. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. and you like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks at Schaefer Market. Stop by today, see all the new items as well as our old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer's Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Halftime here at Columbus Grove. The Bulldogs lead the Redskins of Fort Loramie 28-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. Fort Loramie trailing Columbus Grove, which is an outstanding club. 28-7 our halftime score here on Scores Broadcast tonight. One of our fine sponsors, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, 937-518-1776. Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, a 16-year sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. A brief halftime report is coming up. 28-7 Columbus Grove over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
It is halftime at Columbus Grove. The Bulldogs 28, the Redskins 7. Our halftime being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Up the key to the game, Trenton Barraza, the feature back for Columbus Grove, 124 yards on the ground. He has been dynamite, but this very versatile Columbus Grove offense has not gotten Barraza into the end zone. In fact, he fumbled there in the final half minute of the second quarter into the end zone. Fort Loramie recovered it, denying Columbus Grove a fifth touchdown. Columbus Grove scores have been from Brady Basinger, receiver, short TD catch. Two touchdowns by Grant Eversole, one receiving and one running. And an 87-yard kickoff return by Trevin Baxter. He took it to the house from the 13. The one score by Fort Loramie. A well-executed screen. A pass from Gabe Hart to Ray Hoying made a juggling catch in the left flat. And he averted a tackler and made a man miss. About 5 yards later, went 24 for the score. That came with 8:33 to go in the second. That's Fort Loramie's lone touchdown of this game. Columbus Grove in the lead 28-7. Hart is 10 of 19 through the air, 110 yards for Fort Loramie. Hoying, three rushes. Ray's got 47 yards in those three attempts. Receiving the ball, Maxwell Maurer got shaken up late in the second quarter. Has caught four balls. Thomas Hoying, three. Ray Hoying, three. And again, 124 yards on the ground by Trenton Barraza alone of Columbus Grove. He has paved the way to this 28-7 Bulldogs lead at the break. Our halftime being brought to you again by Schnippel Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just flooring. Floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality. You can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
It is halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Derek Olding, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. We are at Columbus Grove. 28-7 Bulldogs over the Redskins at the intermission break. 204 total yards for Columbus Grove, 101 for Fort Loramie. 12 first downs to 9 in favor of Columbus Grove. You wouldn't think that would result in a 28-7 score, but it has. 124 yards rushing the football for Columbus Grove's Trenton Barraza on 12 carries in this game. He has been outstanding. And as we noted earlier tonight in our Francis Schulze key components to this game, Francis Schulze and Rushi, we highlighted the fact that Fort Laramie's got to limit those explosive plays and a big per carry average from Barraza of Columbus Grove. Well, the young man is not disappointed. The 1,000-yard season rusher so far for Columbus Grove has 124 already tonight, on his way to over 200 this evening for the Bulldogs. Halftime here at Columbus Grove, 28-7. Columbus Grove over Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is Jack Kramer once again at Columbus Grove, 28-7, Fort Laramie trailing at halftime. We won't have the time available to insert our interviews and conversations with the Fort Laramie volleyball players. We talked to four of the young ladies a few weeks ago. That segment of interviews was aired at halftime last week. We do want to highlight the Fort Laramie volleyball team, which has been quite successful this year under 18th-year head coach John Rogers. Last Saturday, 1 week from tomorrow, Fort Laramie beat New Bremen in four. And then on Thursday, September 26th, Fort Laramie downed Fairlawn in three straight. Or I should say the win over New Bremen was, in fact, 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Three sets to one, 25-12, 17, 25-12 New Bremen, and then 26-24 Fort Laramie in a thrilling fourth set. And then triumphs over Fairlawn, Marion Local last Saturday, Jackson Center earlier this week, Fort Laramie home to Fort Recovery tomorrow. Redskin volleyball team now 18-1, featuring eight seniors: Victoria Mesher, Katie Luthman, Avery Brandewey, Jenna Barhorst, Deanna Rhoda Heffer, Allie McCumber, Julian Geyer, and Anna Ruenkamp. Remainder of the roster: Jenna Hoying, Izzy Meyer, Madison Shadow, Tessa Berger, Corinne Holscher, Charlie Albers, and Chloe Bruns. outstanding volleyball year for Fort Loramie. And tournament play starts real soon. Fort Loramie ranked number one all year long in volleyball in Division VII. Congrats to all the young ladies and the coaching staff led by John Rogers in his 18th year as the mentor of Fort Loramie volleyball. Simply ran out of time here at halftime to include that segment of interviews. Perhaps next Fort Loramie game we cover, we can get it done. We start the 12-minute third quarter. Fort Loramie gets the ball first. Redskins need to take the pigskin and drive it down the field and cut this deficit in half to 28-14. Vierhoff with a good boot to the eight. Fort Loramie runs to the far side. Redskins get to about the 17 or 18. That's it. Cantwell on the return. I tell you what, the coverage on kickoffs by Columbus Grove has been the best by far I've seen all year long by anybody in high school football. This is game seven for us, and Columbus Grove gets downfield and wraps up return men who try to bring it back up the gridiron and kick on, back up the gridiron on kickoffs as well as anybody. Easy for me to say. Columbus Grove, not a weakness. Hasn't shown up tonight, that's for sure. Fort Loramie down by 21. Starts the third quarter. First and 10 from right at the 20. And it's Hart back to pass. Uh-oh, the pocket collapses. Kylan Mays, defensive tackle for Columbus Grove, swarms the QB Hart for a 5-yard loss. And you can bet Columbus Grove will be coming at Hart here in the second half. Redskins will have to throw on virtually every down to get back in this game. Trailing 28-7, opening half minute, third quarter, second and 15 Redskins. Columbus Grove, great kickoff coverage, fine kickoffs, four extra points. Defense harassing Hart. Good pass coverage in the secondary all night long by Columbus Grove, which gets a hit on the receiver at the 23. The ball flies out, and Trevin Baxter gets it for Columbus Grove on the rebound at the 25-yard line. Talking about Columbus Grove and the Bulldogs highlights tonight, they can do no wrong. I just got through talking about how Grove has excelled in the secondary, covering Fort Loramie receivers. And here it's a pop on the receiver for Fort Loramie, who had it in his midsection of the 24. The ball was shaken loose, and Baxter caught it on the deflection. He snared it on the rebound at the 26. And Grove starts first and 10. Hopkins with a middle screen. That's Barraza, who picks it off at the 24, runs down to the 19, and he is stacked up on the play. Gain of 7, second and 3 for Grove. 10:50 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie down 28-7. Again, repeating, Fort Loramie volleyball home to Fort Recovery tomorrow. At Rushi Tuesday, at Anna on Thursday, before starting tournament play. Fort Loramie volleyball 18-1 on the season. Two receivers far left on second and 4 officially for Grove. Here is a sweep to the right by Barraza. He's out on the edge, periphery of the Fort Loramie defense, down the sideline. He is to the 10, the 7, maybe the 6, nabbed right there. Goal to go for Columbus Grove. Bulldogs can do no wrong tonight. Stellar performance every way imaginable. Haven't seen a weakness for Columbus Grove. We haven't seen Marion Local play this season. Might upcoming against Anna in a game we could cover at the Rocket Stadium. But I tell you what, Columbus Grove is unbelievably strong. And here's Barraza, goal to go from the 7. He cracks down to the 3, the 2, lurching to the goal line. He's over. Another score for Columbus Grove. Barraza nets his first touchdown of the night, his 14th TD of the year, and Columbus Grove has spread it all around. A couple touchdowns for Eversole, one from Basinger, a kickoff return of 87 by Baxter, and here a 7-yard TD romp by Barraza, extra point by Verhoff is perfect. It's in the center, right down the middle, and it's 35-7 Columbus Grove, which cashes in on the interception early on third quarter, short field drive, and Grove leads it by four scores on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy, let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's, just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Loramie freshman Christian Maxwell returns the kickoff from the 11. He got to the 20, and that's it. Columbus Grove continues to excel on kickoff return coverage. 9-yard return. Fort Loramie backed up at its own 20. Redskins simply cannot get good field position tonight when the football gets exchanged. Fort Loramie down 35-7. Ray Hoying gets the call between left guard and tackle. And he knifes ahead to the 23-yard line. Second down, 7 to go for a first down. 9.5 left in the third. 35-7 Columbus Grove.
From their own 22-yard line.
Fort Loramie needs to mix the run and the pass, generate points. Whether it takes 3 minutes or 6 minutes on this drive, put up 7 on that scoreboard, put a dent in that Columbus Grove advantage, and then get a turnover or two, maybe force a few three and outs. Here is a middle screen by Fort Loramie, caught at the 24-yard line. Short run after catch to about the 26 or 27. Sets up third down for Fort Loramie. Third and at least 4 to go for a first down. That middle screen did not produce much at all. Under 8.5 to go in the third quarter. 35-7, Fort Loramie down. One more Columbus Grove score without points by Fort Loramie means a running clock would result. Two receivers far left. Hart throws, hash marks, far side. Yes, caught at the 36. Maxwell Bowers got it. And then he scoots up ahead to the 40, down right there. Tackle made by Raider of Columbus Grove. First and 10 Redskins. Middle of the field, directly between the hash marks. 8 minutes to go, third quarter, 35-7, Columbus Grove on top. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, two receivers right, one to the left. Hart's got a back, staggered alongside to the right. Ball thrown behind the line of scrimmage, caught at the 37. Good catch and run after catch. Well done on the play by Fort Loramie's Thomas Hoying. Look at him maneuver. Near sideline over the 50, all the way down to the Columbus Grove. 48 or 9, no, his knee touchdown right at the midfield stripe. Very good play, Redskins. Got fine blocking out in front of Thomas Hoying, who made the catch in the right flat. First and 10 Redskins, near hash mark, center of the gridiron. We are on the east side of Columbus Grove's Clymer Stadium, which actually runs southwest to northeast. Hart fakes the inside handoff, play action, and a fine strike over the middle. Yes, caught at the 23. Thomas Hoing is knocked down at the 20. He took a hit. Columbus Grove is playing soft in that zone. Fort Loramie exploiting it. First and 10 Redskins, 30-yard line of Columbus Grove. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Columbus Grove 35, Fort Loramie 7. Redskins, no matter how many plays it takes, need to register points here and then get back on the field and register a stop on the defensive side. Looked like movement up front before Loramie. No call. It's a slip screen in the left flat. Sometimes called a fire drill screen. Maxwell Maurer catches a step or two behind the line of scrimmage, and he slants along the hash mark, far side of the field, to the 25. Nose of the ball just shy of the 25. Good catch and run by Maurer. Second down, 5, Fort Loramie. Ball marked for play at the 25-yard line of Columbus Grove with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Redskins simply have gotten too far behind. Fort Loramie at times has moved the ball pretty crisply. Second and 5, Hart gives to the man in motion outside right tackle. He trudges down inside the 25. It's Cantwell. He is stood up by Schrader at the 22. Third down, 2.5 to go for a first down. Four down territory for Fort Loramie. Just inside the 23 of Columbus Grove. 5.5 left in the third quarter. Grove on top by a 35-7 count.
33 for the Redskins.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage with Dylan Meyer over the ball at center. Ben Plyman, Johnston Hollenbacher at the guards. Jace Ruenkamp, Lewis Hart at the tackles. Here's Gabe Hart throwing. Hash mark near side. Caught at the 12. It is Thomas Hoing who zigzags to the 10 and leaps to the 9. First down, Fort Loramie. Thomas Hoing has been a man of many purposes the last few weeks for Fort Loramie. Goal to go, 9-yard line. 4:50 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie trailing by 28. Columbus Grove has been a team of perfection tonight. Haven't seen a weakness all evening long, except for a fumble into the end zone by Trenton Barraza, which resulted in a touchback. And that kept Columbus Grove from a late second quarter score. Hart back to throw for Fort Loramie. Outside the 15, no one available. And he tucks it and runs and jukes his way down to the 5, falls forward to the 4. He picked up 5. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. 4-yard line of Columbus Grove. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. And Columbus Grove in front, 35-7. Redskins employ two tights, Hart under center. And he keeps it, calls his own number. Pile drives to the 3, the 2, the 1. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. 1-yard line of Columbus Grove. Hart calling on his offensive line to get it done. Let's see if the Redskins repeat that play here on third down and inches away from pay dirt. Ball marked at the 1-foot line. Redskins huddling up. Play clock at 12:11. Here is Hart under center, not in the shotgun spread. He takes the snap, forward push, goal line, stacked up. No signal yet from the officials. There it is. Hart gets the nose of the football across. 35-13 Columbus Grove. Fort Loramie crowd whoops it up down below here at Clymer Stadium in Columbus Grove. Thomas Hoing on to convert the PAT and cut the Grove lead to 21. Final 3 minutes plus left to go here in the third quarter. Good news is Fort Loramie records points. Touchdown. Bad news is it took 6 minutes off the clock to get it done in a game in which Fort Loramie trails by three TDs. Extra point boot by Hoying is low. Didn't get it off the ground very far. And 6-1, Trenton Barraza, the Mr. Do-It-All for Columbus Grove, swats the extra point kick to the turf. 3:06 to go in the third. 35-13, Columbus Grove on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here is the kickoff by Fort Loramie down to the 21-yard line of Columbus Grove. It's Trevin Baxter, who's nearly tackled just after he scoops up the ball. He makes a couple men miss, and then he makes the long dash east to west across the field and works up the far sideline to the 41 or 42-yard line. Baxter ran a good 40 yards or so, netted 20. Fine effort. Boy, Columbus Grove has covered kickoffs. They've returned them well. Kickoff return to start the game was out to the 49. Baxter's got one for 87 and a score, a kickoff return. Did a good job on that one. Here's Barraza, first and 10, Columbus Grove. And he bangs between right guard and tackle. Dews hits him for Fort Loramie at the 47. Play produces four, second down and six for Columbus Grove. 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie is trailing 35-13. It is Hopkins. He's in the pistol. Gives it to the second man through. And he's got a big opening over the 50 to the Fort Loramie 46-yard line. First and 10 for Columbus Grove.
Pointing and pulling.
New running back in there on that play for Columbus Grove. We'll pick up who that was momentarily. I think it might have been Gavin Baxter who lugged it. Here's a screen pass left flat. It is caught several yards behind the line of scrimmage. Boy, it looked like Columbus Grove was guilty of holding. You may have heard a Fort Loramie coach in the background. Caught by Baxter in the left flat. Hopkins threw it to him. He made two or three miss. Poor tackling by Fort Loramie. Tackle eventually made down at the 33. Another first down for the Bulldogs. 1:39 to go here in the third quarter. 35-13 in favor of Columbus Grove. Boy, these officials here in this game tonight have been extremely lenient in a way I like it. Thinking back, I don't know, has there been a flag tossed? There have been a few holdings ignored. Here's Barraza, left end. Uh-oh, he gets on the edge, sheds a tackler. Makes another man miss. He's at the 20. Barraza, 15, 10 to the 7. Bounced out of bounds on the Fort Loramie side of the field. Barraza up to 165 on the ground in this game. Grudich chased him down for Fort Loramie to prevent a score. 62 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 35-13 Columbus Grove, which is about to extend the advantage. Hopkins brings his team up. He's under center. Barraza behind him to the right. It goes to Barraza, gaping hole, and he squirms through it down inside the 5 to about the 3. We've seen some good running in this game, but Josh Gannon off the bench here now for Columbus Grove. In fact, he was featured there, not Barraza. Goal to go at the four for Columbus Grove, which has a 22-point bulge very late here in the third. Clock under 10 seconds to go. Duo receivers left, one to the right. And Barraza smothered behind the line. White jerseys from Fort Loramie all over him back at the 7 or 8. That will conclude play at the end of the third. Three periods in the books. Columbus Grove 35, Fort Loramie 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Columbus Grove with a third down, 6-yard line of Fort Loramie, and it's an end around circling the far side of the field. It is Baxter for the Bulldogs, and he plows over for the touchdown. Fort Loramie met him at the goal line, but he had enough forward momentum to take it in. 6-yard run by Baxter, 41-13 in favor of Columbus Grove. Unofficially for Baxter, as we check our scorecard, that is touchdown number 2 for him in this game. Extra point try for Veerhoff upcoming. Opening 7 seconds, it is Barraza. 2-point conversion by Barraza. As Columbus Grove doesn't kick it, they go for 2 to push the lead to 43-13. Odd decision there. Not sure why you'd go for 2 points after, but Barraza, he steers the ball outside left tackle and scraps his way to the end zone for the 2 points after. 43-13, Columbus Grove, 11:52 to go in the third. That does get the deficit for Fort Loramie to 30, and it's a running clock on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Buckins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Another great kickoff by Veerhoff of Columbus Grove. Christian Maxwell gobbles it up at the 11 for Fort Loramie and then reverses his field, goes backwards, and he's nabbed inside the 10-yard line at about the 7. Absolutely, incredibly amazing kickoff coverage by Columbus Grove throughout this game. It has been phenomenal. Best I think I've ever seen in high school football, ever. Fort Loramie not doing a good job devising its returns, not running straight up the field well enough, and certainly not getting the blocking it needs. Columbus Grove with great downfield pursuit. Redskins may be guilty of holding on a short flat pass to Thomas Hoing as we start play early on here in the fourth. And as I said, with the deficit for Fort Loramie at 43-13, we have a continuous clock right now. Holding call will push Fort Loramie back to the 4.5. So it's going to be first down all over again. First down and about half the distance to the goal is the step off. First down 14 for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage inside the Redskins 5. Fort Loramie plagued by bad field position all night. Hart to throw from the end zone. It's a middle screen. It's caught at the 3 and run to about the 6 or 7, and that's it. One of our fine sponsors, A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi. It began way back in 1986 with one customer. 4 decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet in Rushi, very pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, call on A&M Pallet. It has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Redskins throw an incompletion on second down. Scoreboard reads 3rd and 11. 8:40 left in this game. 43-13 in favor of Columbus Grove. Gabe Hart in the shotgun spread, back at his 2, takes the snap, rolls right. He's going to throw down the near sideline. It's a fly pattern, and 2 defenders for Columbus Grove put the pinch on the intended receiver for Fort Loramie. It could have been a slight interference. Cole Barhorst, intended receiver, incompletion. And Fort Loramie faces 4th down and 11. And the Redskins will have to punt the football with 8 minutes to go in this game. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoding, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We will grind your first 10 tools free, typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly in Rushi accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Uh-oh, Fort Loramie's punt is blocked, and Columbus Grove recovers in the end zone. Linebacker Levi Schrader fell on it 2 or 3 yards deep in the end zone. That punt didn't get but a few feet off the foot of Thomas Hoing. He was blanketed. Touchdown, Columbus Grove. And the Bulldogs are pouring it on. 49-13 with 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Veerhoff is on for the PAT to stretch the lead to 50-13 as the continuous clock runs. That's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, accepting applications now for machinists and other entry-level spots. Contact us at O'Reilly Online, OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, supporting the region's academic and athletic programs. If you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly Machine Tool Services and ScoresBroadcast.com for all the exciting action. 50-13 Columbus Grove on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Yep, this kickoff return by Fort Loramie, a little better. Again, splendid coverage by Columbus Grove. 19-yard return by the Redskins from the 7 to 26. It was Christian Maxwell who brought it back up the field. Fort Loramie runs it on 1st and 10. It is Caden Cantwell slicing for 7 or 8. Second down, a couple to go for a first down. 5:20 left in the game. 50-13 Columbus Grove, and we have got a running clock. Dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Hey, with F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's a lot closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate at F&M Bank, designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Homebuyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Homebuyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Thanks to F&M. Visit fmbank.com. That's fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Redskins generate a first down at the Fort Loramie 45. 4:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Hart in the spread back at the 40. Running play, Cantwell, Powers, 49-50, over it to the 49 of Columbus Grove. Good gain on the play. Pick up a 6, second down, and 4 for Fort Loramie. Columbus Grove has been darn near perfect in this game tonight. Excellent in every phase. Bulldogs will finish this evening 7-0, ranked number 1, according to the computer, in the Northwest region of Division 7. Columbus Grove yet to face Bluffton or Lima Central Catholic. Fort Loramie gets a timeout here. 3:34 to go in the game. 50-13 Columbus Grove on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Tackled by Dylan Burke.
Another hard-earned 8 or 9 yards by Caden Cantwell of Fort Loramie. As we return to play, he cracks outside right tackle, and he won't go down, stays on his feet to the Columbus Grove 41. Gain on the play of 8, first and 10 Redskins with 2:51 to go in the game. Columbus Grove 50 and Fort Loramie 13. Cantwell again, and he charges to the 35, stretches it out for 4 or 5. Second down upcoming. Columbus Grove has been stellar all night. Fort Loramie got behind 14-0 in this game. Did have a shot at a takeaway, which was nullified when the Redskins were down 7. Fort Loramie threw a pick. It looked like the interceptor for Columbus Grove had the ball stripped from him. Oh, here's Cantwell up the middle for Fort Loramie. Look at him go. It is a 36-yard run to the end zone. Caden Cantwell off right tackle. Oh, he was kicking those wheels. He flashed some speed. What a run by Cantwell. He's really come on strong for Fort Loramie in the last couple weeks. Cantwell from 36. TD score for Fort Loramie. Brilliant scamper to pay dirt by Cantwell of the Redskins. It is 50-19 with 1:40 to go in the fourth. Extra point try. Snap is high. Ball spotted down. Kick Thomas Hoing. Yes, sir. It is 50-20 in favor of Columbus Grove on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We return to action here at Columbus Grove. Fort Loramie kicks off. Columbus Grove takes a knee on its first play from scrimmage, and the continuous clock winds down towards zero, and that will do it. Columbus Grove 50, Fort Loramie 20. All Bulldogs here tonight. Columbus Grove showing remarkable versatility, much more than fine running back Trenton Barraza. Don't know if he got 200 yards on the night rushing. Pretty close, I would say, in the 185 territory. Third string quarterback Hopkins for Columbus Grove gets the job done. That's how deep this Columbus Grove team is. And only three young men go both ways. It's a high quality Division 7 club coached by Andy Schaefer. And I tell you what, they are going to be tough to handle in the computer playoffs. The number one team in the Northwest region of Division 7 is Columbus Grove, and they turned in a remarkable performance here tonight. Fort Loramie tried to move the ball running early on in this game, had some bright spots, threw it at times fairly well, although in the first half Columbus Grove did knock down nine passes. They defensed nine really well. Hart was 10 of 19 through the first two quarters. Columbus Grove defensed the run, defensed the pass well enough. Fort Loramie limited to 100 yards in the first two quarters of play, and Columbus Grove built a big halftime lead of 35-7 and waltzes home with a 50-20 victory over Fort Loramie here tonight. Six different players scored touchdowns for Columbus Grove. A bright spot late in the game for Fort Loramie, certainly Caden Cantwell. He ran quite nicely, including a 36-yard race to the end zone in the final minute and a half of this game. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, located at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, always has big savings for you. Century brand hand tools, always a bargain, made in America, lifetime warranty. 15% off at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like Jackson Center Pro Hardware on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Back in a moment to wrap it up. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at secur.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, this game tonight was decided in the first half. I mistakenly said a few minutes ago it was 35-7 at intermission. It was 28-7 in favor of Columbus Grove, which wins it by a final margin of 50-20. Fort Loramie got one first half score, a nice 24-yard screen from Hart to Ray Hoying. That came with 8:33 to go in the second quarter. But four touchdowns by Columbus Grove in that first half, almost a fifth very late in the second quarter when Barraza fumbled into the end zone and Fort Loramie recovered for a touchback. Basinger had a two-yard reception from quarterback Kyle Hopkins for one touchdown. Eversole had a 22-yard catch for another seven. Trevin Baxter, 87 yards on a kickoff return for a touchdown in that second quarter. And Eversole on a 21-yard run around end for Columbus Grove fairly late in the second. The four scores for Columbus Grove in the first half. Grove led 28-7 at the break, and Fort Loramie simply could not recover. We had a running clock when Columbus Grove stretched the lead to 41-13 in the fourth and added a two-point conversion to extend the advantage to 30, and that put the continuous clock in play. Bright spots tonight for Fort Loramie. I thought Thomas Hoying and Caden Cantwell played extremely well for Fort Loramie. Ray Hoying, I think, made three of the first four tackles to start the game for the Redskins. And for Columbus Grove, Trenton Barraza was outstanding, but this Columbus Grove team is extremely well-rounded. It is not only Barraza, that's for sure. Head coach Andy Schaefer told us that in the pregame. He was right on. This club can do a lot of things with different players. For Fort Loramie, the Redskins were beaten by a very good club here tonight, which played extremely well on Military Appreciation Night. The Redskins cannot hang their heads. They return to action next week. Quality opponent at home in Bluffton. Very good Bluffton club comes to town next week as the Redskins return to action. Fort Loramie was beaten by a very good team here tonight, the Grove Bulldogs. We'll return to close out our broadcast in just a few minutes. Final score 50-20, Columbus Grove over Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
Our Clancy's Restaurant stars of this game, Caden Cantwell, Thomas Hoying for Fort Loramie. What a great job managing the Columbus Grove offense by third-string quarterback Kyle Hopkins. Trenton Barraza was splendid, outstanding runner. Offensive line for Columbus Grove excelled. Kylan Mays, Brady Fierce, Ty Meyer, Leighton Blankemeyer, and Jacob Leininger. They paved the way for this great run game turned in by Columbus Grove here this evening. Those are our Clancy stars of this game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Bluffton is Fort Loramie's opponent next week. Bluffton comes to town. Bluffton undefeated heading into play tonight. Fort Loramie was seventh in its southwest region of Division 7, according to the computer. Heading into action on this Friday night, Redskins could take a hit in that regard. Fort Loramie now 3-4 on the year, and we'll prepare this week for Bluffton in a home game next Friday night before closing out on the road against Delphus, Jefferson, and Allen East. Meanwhile, the Columbus Grove Bulldogs, number one in the northwest region of Division 7, return to play next week in the Northwest Conference, and the opponent for Columbus Grove, I thought I had it right here in front of me as I try to track it down. Convoy Crestview is Columbus Grove's foe on the road before Columbus Grove closes out with tough opponents in Lima Central Catholic and Bluffton. Columbus Grove now 7-0 on the season. Many thanks to our great online audience here tonight on Scores Broadcast. Alongside me engineering this evening was Derek Olding filling in for Chuck McBee. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Clymer Stadium at Columbus Grove High School. Final score once again, Columbus Grove 50, Fort Loramie 20 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney, Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.